In the previous two lessons, we learned about the filling of Malchut in Sof through a series of five Patsufim called Galgalta Ab Sagma Bon. We said that there is the thought of creation, which is to do good to his creations, which is the roots of everything, and that's the Creator to us. Before that, there is something called Atzmuto, something, or his essence, which we cannot research. It's the thought of creation. Light comes out, it's called Prinat Shoresh, root phase, which builds the Kli. And this Kli wants to resemble the light, and performs an action of resembling the light until it comes to a state where it wants to receive everything. The pleasure that comes from the Creator, as well as His greatness, to enjoy both. Because it feels the fulfillment in all its prinot, in all its aspects. It's called Olam Ein Sof, the world of infinity, of no end, there are no limitations, which is a fulfillment called Dalet Deit Lapsut and Dalet Deoviut. It's the fourth degree of both clothing and the will to receive. So it performs a tzimtzum, a restriction, the light, it ejects the light, and now it is called Olam HaTzimtzum, the world of restriction, and that's called Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, and it remains empty. After that, it comes to a situation where it finds, it decides to receive with the intention to bestow. This act is by nature pure giving in its nature. This happens through a force called the force of the masach, the screen, against the natural desire of the Kli. And in this manner, the Kli, the vessel, is called receiving in order to bestow, which is completely identical to bestowal, equals bestowal. So then, of course, if the Kli does this, in all its desire that appeared in Prinat Dalet, in Olam Ein Sof, in the world Ein Sof, this act will be called the Gmar Tikkun of the desire, the end of correction of the desire through the intention, through the masach, the screen, through the Or Chozer, the returning light. The Or Chozer, the returning light, is the intention that inverts reception into bestowal. Now the Kli begins to examine itself. How is it possible to perform an act of bestowal in order to reception in order to bestow? Because the Kli is in a state of having Rishimot, reminiscences of Dalet Deit Lapsut and Dalet Deoviut, fourth degree of clothing and will to receive, the situation it had in the world and itself, meaning it's got impressions of both its great desire and its great fulfillment. So it begins to work on it, meaning it feels itself as consisting of five parts. Shorosh Aleph Bet Gimel Daled. Root 1, 2, 3, 4. Five parts of Aviyut, of the desire. And now it begins to try and fill itself up with in every degree of Aviyut. But on the condition that it will be in order to bestow. in the end, it fills itself in Rishimot, through Rishimot, of Daladit Lapshut and Dalit Yud, that gives us a partial filling, and then we have Dalit Gimel, 4 by 3, 3 by 2, Gimel Bet, Bet Aleph, 2 by 1, Aleph Shorosh, 1 by 0, 5 portions of filling in that Malchut and Sof that was emptied in the Tzimtzum Aleph. These 5 portions are generally called Olam, world. A world is a state of the Kli, a state of being of the Kli, whereby the Masach, through the Masach, it realized all the Rishimot, the reminiscences that were in it, in receiving in order to bestow. It filled itself, as we say, now we don't draw it like that, the Kli, but as a straight line. So it filled itself part of itself. First of all, because it's got intentions, considerations, and calculations of how to perform an act in order to bestow, this part where it does that is called Rosh, mind, where it receives Or Yashar, direct light, feels it, first rejects it entirely, and then calculates how much can be received in order to bestow, receives that part within. That part that it doesn't receive remains outside. He's writing Or Makif, surrounding light. The parts in it are called Rosh, or the mind of the head, Toch, the interior, Sof, the end. The place where the Masach stands is called Pe, mouth. The place up until the point where the Kli receives the light, stops receiving the light, is called Tabu, navel. The Masach that ends the Kli of Tzimtzum Aleph is called Siyun, or conclusion. Why am I saying this? Because in the future we'll have Kelim, desires without the Masach, without the ability to sustain Tzimtzum Aleph. And those will be below the siyum, the conclusion. So, Or Yashar, the direct light, equals Or Pnimi, inner light, plus Or Makif, surrounding light. So now the Or Pnimi and the Or Makif together pressure the Masach at the Tabu and force it to purify. So it purifies, yields Patsuf Ab, purifies once more, yielding Patsuf Sag. And purifying once more, producing Patsuf Ma. Purifies once more and produces Patsuf Bon. That's, in fact, these 5 Patsufim, Galgalta, Dalet, Dalet Ab, Dalet Gimel, Sa Gimel Bet, Ma Bet Aleph, and Bon Aleph Shoresh. By that, they use up Malchut Ein Sof that works with the Masach for receiving in order to bestow. There are no more Masachim, intentions to bestow, there is no more strength to receive in order to bestow. And now Malchut Ein Sof filled itself partly. What does it mean partly? If we take Malchut Ein Sof, we might say that it filled itself in a part of itself. And Patsuf Shoresh in the part marked here will be pasuk gagata pasuk.
Pchinat shorish.
Pchinat shorish.
Misamen lanu galgalta.
Is designated by Galgalta, the pasuf that comes out of the part of the aleph part is called ab. Pasuf that comes from bet is sag. Pasuf that comes from the gimel part is ma, and the pasuf that comes out of the dalet part is bon. So that's all in all. That gives us a kli that received the filling, and here. The remaining part is a kli that was not filled. All in all, in the general malchut den sof after the tzimtzum. Which is the sof of Galgalta. But that too we have to fill by way of receiving in order to bestow. So how is that done? Malchut Ein Sof, which received the entire light of Ein Sof in the state of Olam Ein Sof, and could perform a Tzimtzum on it, of ejecting, expelling itself from receiving, from enjoying, and can then decide to receive in order to bestow, meaning perform an act against itself. It had such great powers of reception and the sensation of the giver, so as to enable it to work against it. So that Malchut Ein Sof has now used it up. Where can it receive now additional forces? So here there's an act of the Patsuf of Saga, which is in fact the one that must now operate and not Malchut Ein Sof. Why? Because Patsuf Sag or Bina that wants to resemble the giver, the Creator, once it feels the giver and wants to bestow, it builds in us, for us, the rest of the expansion. The Creator gave the creature the will to receive. Through its appearance, his appearance in the creature, he gave the creature a will to bestow. These two desires come from the Creator. And this will to bestow is the one that operates afterwards within the creature. If it hadn't been for Pchina Bet, Pchina Aleph would have remained filled with light as much as it was fulfilled, and that's it. But Pchina Bet procreates Pchina Gimel, because Pchina Gimel is a result of it, wanting to receive in order to bestow. And Pchina Daled is only a direct result of Pchina Bet, because it wants to enjoy what Pchina Bet received from Pchina Aleph and Pchina Shoresh. This pleasure here that appears in Pchina Bet. In Pchina Bet, this pleasure becomes bestowal. In Pchina Dalet, it becomes reception. That's why Pchina Bet is called upper gvura, upper prevailing, so to speak, or overcoming. And Pchina Dalet is called the lower gvura, the lower prevailing or overcoming. So, in the name Havaya, too, Pchina Dalet and Pchina Pchina Bet have the same mark in the letter Hey, because they're a result of the sensation of the giver. So, Pchina Bet, Bina, is the one who operates in the entire reality, according to the example is set in the four phases of direct light. So here in Olam Adam Kadmon, after the Kli realizes itself through the acts of Shosh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet, just as it has here in the Dalet Bchina Dorasha, Shosh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet, and after Shosh and Aleph Bchina Bet comes out, which is called Patsuf Sag, now Patsuf Sag begins to operate. It begins to work not on producing further Patsufim Bet Aleph and Aleph Shosh, mind one. Its concern is once more for Malchut, which it gave birth to, this Sagor, Patsuf Bina. And it wants to fill it with all the corrections, Tikkunim, and bring it to Gmar Tikkun, to the end of correction, to receive in order to bestow. This is why, out of this drive of Sag, to give, it performs a special act. Once Patsuf Galgalta expands, and then Patsuf Ab, now Patsuf Sag expands in us, comes out in us. I'm writing the parts of the Patsuf here. Each lower Patsuf expands from the Pe of the Elyon up to its Tabu, and the Pe of the Tachton stands at the place of the Pe De of the Elyon. De Elyon means of the Elyon. De means of in Aramaic. Because Patsuf Sag is Patsuf Gimel Bet 3 by 2, Patsuf Bina, it's got a desire to bestow. Similar to Bchina Bet from the four Bchinot of Oyesha, direct light. Its property is the property of bestowal. And this is what prompts it to act toward that part of Malchut from Tabu to Siyum, which is still empty. We can divide Patsuf Galgalta into Sfirot. Normally, we divided it into Keter, Chokhmah, Bina in the Rosh, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet in the Toch, and Netzach Hod, Yesod Malchut in the Sof. Patsuf Sag, which expands through a Zivug Daka in its opnimi, has Zivug Daka on Rishimot Dalet Gimel. What does it mean having Zivug Daka on Rishimot Dalet Gimel? It's got Gimel, Tehit Labshut 2, so it's got some O Chokhmah. That's why in the opnimi, because it's O Chokhmah, it cannot fill up that part of Malchut, that part of the Patsuf, from Tabul to Siyum. Because O Chokhmah is forbidden to go below Tabul, there's no Masach for receiving O Chokhmah in order to bestow. But once Patsuf Sag is purified, as usual, by the Bitush, the beating of Pnimi and Makif, the inner and the surrounding, and reaches Rishimot of Bet, Teit Labshut and Vedde of Yud, which is Bina, pure Bina, then this Parzuf can expand, of course, above Tabu, but also below Tabu, because it is a Parzuf which is entirely O Chasadim, light of mercy. So it expands this way. By expanding downward, it also fills the kelim, the vessels of Nehi, the Galgalta, in its light, the light of Chasadim, the light of mercy, with its light. It's light of Bet Deit Lapshut and Bet Deuviut. Chasadim.
Or me'ashpa'a.
It's a light of bestowal, pleasure from bestowal. The sensation of bestowal fulfills the kelim of Nehi de Galgalta, which are a will to receive. Here we have Dalet de Hitlapshut and Gimel de Oviut. After the Hizdakhut, the purification of Galgalta above Tabu and below Tabu, we have Dalet de Hitlapshut and Gimel de Oviut. Because the light of Chasadim fills Nehi de Galgalta, it induces a bonding of the two parts, Nehi de Galgalta, Netzachot Yisod de Galgalta, the coarse part, the Dalet Gimel. It connects because of the equivalence of lights that is now in them, the light of Chasadim. It comes from Bina, which expands in both Patsufim, brings them together. Why? Because the light that expands in the Kli suppresses the Kli. You don't see the Kli, you see the act of the light in it. So then, the part of Patsuf Galgalta, which is called Nehi de Galgalta, and the part of Patsuf Sag, only a part. Well, these parts join together and impart the avyut to one another. Dalet Gimel gives its avyut, its desire to be na, to bet bet. Meaning what? Here we have a masach in Prina Dalet. And here we have a masach of only Prina Bet. After the Hizdakhut, the purification of the masach. After the masach weakens, after Ab, and after Galgalta, and after Ab. So then, Bina feels Dalet Deoviut. Meaning it feels that it cannot provide Bina Dalet with a Masach. And the fulfillment that Bina Dalet wants. And for that reason, Bina restricts itself. Meaning, its act from Bchinat Shorosh to Bchinat Aleph in reception and Bchinat Bet, where out of the reception now it wants to bestow, we know that Bchinat Bet consists of two Bchinot, two aspects. It's got both a desire to bestow over here in its upper part, and in the lower part it decides how it can bestow, and then it realizes that if I receive, yes, in Bchina Gimel, that reception will be as bestowal. That's the will to bestow in the upper part of Bet. In the lower part of Bet, there's already the intention to receive in order to give. And here, in Zeranpin and Bchina Gimel, there's the execution of the reception in order to bestow. So, Bechina Bet consists of two parts. A part that begins to want to bestow, and that's the upper part. And the lower part actually plans the act of bestowal de facto. The upper part of Bina is called Gar de Bina, upper three of Bina. The lower part of Bina is called Zad de Bina, the lower seven of Bina. Where does that come from? Very simply, we learned that Zeranpin consists of six parts. It's got Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. Six parts, which are also called Vav. Vav Ktzavot, six ends. And after that, there's Malchut that receives. Before that, we have Bina, which gives them. That's Bina Bet, which builds Zerampin. And Malchut that stands after it. So, all in all, in Bina, we have a part that tends to the lower ones, which is called Vav plus one. That's seven Zat, seven bottom seven. The bottom seven of Bina, to which she will have to bestow. Now, she plans how she can receive from above and pass it down to the bottom seven that will be below her. Six for Zerampin and one for Malchut. Gal of Bina, the upper three of Bina, is Keter Chokhmah Bina, our Keter Chokhmah Bina, where in order to understand bestowal, Bina has to consist of Pchinat Shoresh, which is Keter, Pchinat Alev, which is Chokhmah, and herself, or itself, Bina. And that's why they're called Gal, the first three. So, Bina consists of the upper three and the bottom seven, a part that tends to Malchut. But for its own act toward Malchut, each and every part in spirituality that is about to tend to fill something, to perform any kind of a mission or an act or an independent act, that part is divided into ten sefirot. It might be tiny, a tiny part of a huge partsuf, but if that part does anything specific, then in itself it divides into a whole act, meaning ten sefirot. So that part of Zad Debina is divided into ten sefirot of its own. Keter Chokhmah Bina, Chesed Gvura Tiferet, Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut. Now in that part, I'll erase Keter Chokhmah Bina, as we've said, is made of kelim that don't belong to Bina. These are kelim that were made in it so that it would start working with itself. Chesed Gvura Tiferet are kelim that we said in a previous lesson. These are kelim within Zerampin that still belong to the upper three, because Chesed is like Keter, Gvura is like Chokhmah, and Tiferet is like Bina, corresponds to Bina. Only from Zat, the Tiferet, if we divide Tiferet as Zerampin into as Bina into two parts, then Tiferet in itself will consist of ten sefirot, its upper part belonging to Bina, and Gad Bina in the lower part to the Zad Bina. So what we have here in Tiferet, the part that belongs to Bina, that's Gad Tiferet. Zad the Tiferet already belongs to the part of Zahn Pin itself, below Bina. So these parts, Keter, Chuchma, Bina, in and of themselves, and the Keter, Chuchma, Bina in Ze'ir, which are called Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, these parts belong only to bestowal. He's writing bestowal. These we call Galgalta and Enayim. Enayim is eyes. The actual Keter, Chokma, Bina are called Galgalta. Galgalta comes from the word Gulgolet, skull. And Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet are called Enayim, eyes. The parts below the gar, this is all, this is gar, all of it. The gar in the keter chokma bina, and the gar within zeranfin. Yes, it's the gar de zeranfin. So these parts are called ozen, ear. That's zad de bina. That's a chod yisod. Is chotem, nose. And malchut is the peh, the mouth. All in all, we get the achap. Ozen, choten, peh. This is how we divide the part of the pasuk of Bina that descended and mingled with Nehid de Galgalta. When the influence of Pina Dalet, that great desire, great of youths, when it reaches Bina, it influences only the Achab part, the part that is not for bestowal but for reception in the Partsuf. And this is that part isolates the influence on it. It adds to it the will to receive Pchinat Dalet, Dalet Deovius. So in that whole Kli, the part of the Ozen Chotem Peh or Nehim Debina, now it is governed by a great will to receive, which is Dalet Deoviut. In general, we said that Bina has only Bet Deoviut. Of the Masach on its desire. And so when a greater desire comes, in this entire part, we see that it is impossible to provide Malchut with its degree of Dalet, desire of Dalet. You can't provide it anything, any lights. Meaning what can be done is only to that part of Golgotha which corresponds to Keter Chokma Bina Chesed Gevurah Tiferet. So for that, to have it controlled by Partsuf Bina. Because of that, that Partsuf of Bina, which is below, is restricted in its act toward Malchut. It doesn't operate its parts, which is in the lower part of it. That partsuf in itself is called nekudot de sag. Nekudot are points. Nekudot de sag. Nekudot of sag. Why nekudot de sag? We said that the opening in the partsuf, the inner light in the partsuf that extends from the rosh, from the mind and fills the partsuf, is called tamim, flavors. Tamim. And the orot that exit the partsuf are called nekudot, points. Why? Because they manifest, they show or portray Malchut as a black point that can't receive anything. Here, Malchut, purified, Malchut Asag,
Gimel Bet,
purified from Gimel Bet and came to a state of Bet Aleph, and as it became Bet Bet, this is called Patsuf Nekudot Desag, it expanded down and filled Nehi Degalgalta. This is why in this Patsuf we have pure Bina on the one hand, bestowal, or the influence of Bina Dalet on the other hand, and the Tzimtzum of the Patsuf, of Patsuf Nekudot Desag or Patsuf Bina in its act with respect to Malchut. It's not that Bina is restricted, but a part in it that is intended to tend to Malchut, that is restricted, as we have said here. That part of Bina, which is meant to tend to Malchut, to the lower ones, is now restricted and understands that it cannot provide the lower ones, neither the masachim, the screens, or the corrections, or the lights. That's why this tzimtzum restriction is called tzimtzum bet, the second restriction, where malchut, which is being limited here, which is limited here, rises in raises its limitation to where the kelim dashpa, the vessels of bestowal, end, and its ascent there is called tzimtzum bet, the second restriction. Sorry. I wrote tzimtzum alef. I meant tzimtzum bet, second restriction. So, what does that give us? Parzuf Galgalta, which is in fact, which designates the entire Malchut Ein Sof, after the Ab in it and the Sag in it, and Nekudot the Sag in it, when Sag purifies, it comes down. And in the part that came down in it, which is, this is pure Bina, and that's Zad Bina, tending to Malchut, that part was restricted. From, because of the influence of Dalet Deovut of Galgalta. So, if we speak with respect to Malchut Ein Sof, then the Shorish gives to Aleph, Aleph becomes Bet, Bet two should create Gimel 3 and Dalet 4, and Bchina Dalet influences Bina in such a way that it says, well, seemingly to Bina, don't bring your lights down, I cannot receive it in order to bestow. There's a reaction of Malchut to Bina here.
Feedback.
Like a feedback. The connection between the lower and the upper. Now it is the first time that it is made. Malchut influences Bina. Or affects Bina. We said that Keter, Chochma, and Bina are the Elyonim, the upper ones. They're called Gar, the upper three, or the first three. From Zad the Bina, there begins their bestowal down to the creature. They are still considered the creator. Shorish is the thought of creation, Bchina, Chochma, Bchina Aleph, is the entire light and the kli that the Creator wants to give to the creation. Bina is when He gives his attributes to the creature so that the creature would understand who he is and thus be able to complement itself and reach completeness. And from Bina onward, these are upshots, results of the actions of the creator toward the creatures. We see that the creature, which is Malchut, actually restricts the creator because he doesn't want, performs a restriction in the creator because he doesn't want to receive in order to receive and cannot receive in order to bestow. So it restricts the act of the creator on it and says, I do not want it. And you don't do it. This is called Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction. It's a very important act because it creates the connection between the creature and the creator. And positions the creature in the position of the giver, because even when it says, do not give me, by that it gives, it expresses its desire to be like the upper one. And this act is, how should I put it? It's not quality. It's a point of, it's a crucial point in the evolution from up downward, because here it is the first time where there is a reaction of the creature to the actions of the creator. And from Tzimtzum Bet onward, we can already talk about actions that in the end will bring us to the creation of the real creature. Here we still don't see in these actions that Bina actually gives anything to Malchut so that Malchut could be corrected. Malchut here below Tabu can only be impressed with the bestowal of Bina. But in the end, when it connects with Bina, what it gives to Bina is the Tzimtzum, or it affects the Tzimtzum on Bina. So what happens here is a very special unification between Malchut and Bina, where now they can operate reciprocally, mutually. Presently, Malchut influences the Tzimtzum Bet on Bina, affected, but when Malchut is corrected, it'll compel Bina to give it back the lights that for the time being it refuses to receive. So there's an act here only from Malchut on Bina. It's the reaction of Malchut to Bina, but in the future it will produce many common acts of Bina and Malchut, to the point where Malchut here below the Tabu will be corrected by Bina, will receive corrections from Bina, and will fill itself up with lights in order to bestow. And then this entire system will be corrected, and the entire Malchut and Sof, or the creature, will reach Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction. The Partsuf, we said that it came down below Tabu, the general Tabu, in order to tend to Tabu below Malchut. So we called it Nekudot de Sag. And that Partsuf, when it came down, when it mixed with Malchut, it was impressed by Malchut. Meaning, after this act, what kind of reshimot, reminiscences or recollections, what kind of data do we acquire? We acquire data from Patsuf Bina that came down below Tabu, which is in fact Bet Dehit Lapshut Aleph Deviut that are restricted in Tzimtzum Bet, plus the impression that it acquired from Malchut of Dalet Gimel.
So
all in all, these are the Rishimot, the data, the information that we have after this act of Bina over Malchut and Malchut over Bina. Rishimot, the restricted Rishimot Bet Aleph tell us about Patsuf Bina that was restricted. Rishimot Dalet Gimel tell us about how was it restricted, the part of Malchut here. As usual, if you have a Rishimot and these Rishimot still haven't materialized through actions on them, these Rishimot now demand, because of the desire that they're in, so the demand is a desire to realize them. So these Rishimot rise up to Pe of Rosh Tisag after everything that happened here below Tabu, and now they demand fulfillment. So what does Pe of Rosh Tisag do over these Rishimot? Pe de Rosh de Sag, Pe of Rosh of Sag. I'm drawing it here. I'm making it wide, deliberately, detailed. It's got Rishimot Bet Aleph, restricted. So now it makes a zivug, a coupling on these Rishimot. What does it mean restricted? These Rishimot say, we don't want fulfillment for the entire Pasuf, we're forbidden. We have to receive fulfillment only up to the place where our Kelim end, Keter Chochma Bina, Chesed Gvura, and a part of Tiferet. That place where these Kelim end is called Parsa, or like a cessation. We want to receive lights up to here, because up to here is a part of Malchut. Up to here, the part of Malchut and the part of Bina can be in some sort of reciprocal bestowal. It's like, it's small, it's like Gar, but it's still bestowal. So accordingly, Rosh Tisag acts in such a way that it makes a zivug, not on the Pe, its Pe. In Pe, zivug on Pe means filling all the Kelim, but on a part of itself, so as to fill up only these Kelim, the Galgalta and Enayim. In order to fill up Kelim, the Galgalta and Enayim, you have to divide the Rosh as well into Galgalta and Enayim and Achap. Keter Chochma and the upper part of Bina. These are called Kedat Avinayim. I'm sorry. Zad de Bina, the lower seven of Bina, are called Yerchab. So, making a Zivuk only on Kedat Avinayim Dorosh, it makes a Zivuk only on Kedat Avinayim Dorosh, and the light of it, from that, it gives below the Tabu. So then it fulfills only these Kelim of Gilgalta Ve'enayim below. Kelim of the Gilgalta Ve'enayim in the Rosh. That's what it does. Rosh Tisag. Over the restricted Rishimot Bet Aleph. What we end up with in this pasuf is called
Parzuf Nekudim.
It's called Parzuf Nekudim because it was adduced on Nekudot Desag. This Parzuf Nekudim is very special. it contains, it consists of a special structure. It consists of three parts called Keter, Chokhmah and Bina, and Zon. As usual, although it's small, but we've already said that even the smallest part, when it is born or performs an independent act, it's divided into 10 sefirot. There is no more or no less than 10. Chokhmah and Bina are called Abba ve'Ima in it. And so, what is the special thing about it? It's a structure. We've said that a patsuf cannot be less than 10 sefirot. That is why its keter also consists of 10 sefirot in Chokhmah and Bina and Zon. But in each and every sefira, we work, and in the 10 sefirot in general, only the parts that belong to the Galta Ve'Naim operate in it, because every sefira is also divided into 10, but only Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, and half of Tiferet operate in it. And if we distinguish all these parts that operate in Keter from the parts that do not operate in Keter, then we discriminate it this way. Keter, well, it's like this. Keter, that's its Galta Ve'Naim, and that's the Achab. That's the Keter. So only Galgal Tavei Enayim operate. The Achab doesn't or don't. And then we have Abba Ve'Ima, which also operates a part of it. Operate the Galgal Tavei Enayim, and the Achab don't. And then Zon. Only the Galgal Tavei Enayim in it operate. And the Achab do not. This is what came out. It's a patsuf, but here I divided it in order to show how special it is built, where the lower part of the upper patsuf is in the upper part of the lower patsuf. Why is it so important? From here, this creates the connection between the patsufim, where the upper one is inside the lower one. And that connection, that structure, continues up to this world and down to us and within us too. There is a part of the upper patsuf. If, for example, that's me, and I find within me, in my spiritual kli, I find the Galgal Tavei Enayim and the Achab. So in my Achab, I can discover, actually in my Galgal Tavei Enayim, I can discover the Achab of the upper one. It's very important, because then perhaps I can catch it and thus begin to ascend all the way to Ein Sof. What does it mean to Ein Sof? Back to the thought of creation, to do good to his creations, which is what the Creator wants us to come to. So now we see that Tzimtzum Bet, the connection between Bina and Malchut, is in fact the salvation of Malchut by slowly connecting to Bina, to the upper parts of Fim, and thus gradually ascending from its own Galgal Tavei Enayim to the Achab of the upper one, and then from in the Elyon, from its Achab to its Galgal Tavei Enayim, and then to the Achab of an even higher one, and from the Achab of the higher one to the Galgal Tavei Enayim of the higher one, and then to an even higher Achab. etc., etc. So here we have degrees of ascent by which we can, by stepping on them, we can reach all the way to Himself. This is why I drew these Parzufim. As gradations. So we have the world of Nikudim. Olam Nikudim in Katnut, Bina is restricted. Katnut is smallness. So now there's a special Zivug that comes out on Rishimot Dalet Gimel. What are Dalet Gimel? These Dalet Gimel are Rishimot from Galgalta, which say we want to receive in order to bestow with the entire of Yud in us, Dalet Dov Yud. Bring it to us. So, in Sag,
Magia,
there comes
zivug,
a Zivug
Dalet Gimel.
On Dalet Gimel.
Zivug
this Zivug is made on the entire Pasuf Sag, on its Peh. And from this Zivug expands light to Keter, from Keter to Abba Ve'ima, from Abba Ve'ima to Zon. It travels through Golgalta Einayim to Zon, to the Parsa, and to Achab to Zon. When the light reaches the place where the Parsa begins, the Kelim begin to break. Meaning what? Here there begins to be a loss of the Masach. That's called that's the breaking. It's the breaking of the vessels. Shvirat HaKelim in Hebrew. But why? On the one hand, we have Tzimtzum Bet in this place. It means that here there is not enough power to receive in order to bestow. On the other hand, the Rishimot Dalet Gimel demand of Bina with certainty. They know that Bina can provide these powers of the Masach to Malchut, because if it hadn't been the case, the thought of creation would not have been the principle, would not be that all the desires of Malchut would at one time have to receive in order to be so. So there is certainly a desire in Bina to give Malchut all the powers and fill it with all the lights. It comes from the thought of creation. The thought of creation is, well, the end of the act is in the preliminary thought. In other words, there will be such an end where you will receive these Kelim of Malchut. You will receive the powers of Masach and be able to receive in order to bestow. Now, when Bina expands in the new Zivuk and receives the lights, these great lights of Dalet Gimel, it receives them from the world Ein Sof through Galgalta, through Ab, and then of course it feels that it can and must bring these lights down to Malchut. But there is we still don't have the condition of Malchut being able to receive in order to bestow. The reason is that it still hadn't mingled enough with Bina. Here at the end of Golgata we have Malchut, which is only restricted in Tzimtzum Aleph. It has like a mere desire to receive in order to bestow, but is unable. So here we have Bina, which gave to Malchut, which gave to Malchut only the awakening to be like the giver. And Bina was restricted in Tzimtzum Bet. Meaning, in Bina, there remains a small part that gives. And in Malchut, its larger part is for reception is restricted with a desire to at one time realize itself with the desire to receive in order to bestow. So here Bina opens itself up and gives as much as it can, forces of masach and lights of fulfillment. The problem is that below Parsa, the powers of the Masach still can't go through. What happens here? When Bina gives to Malchut, it gives in two actions. The first is called Or Absag, the light of Absag, which gives the Masach to the lower one. The second act is called the light of fulfillment, which brings the opnimi, the inner light, to the tachton, to the lower one. The problem is that this act, the light of Absag, that had to bring the Masach to the lower one in the first act, such an act never existed before. And for this reason, the Potsuf still didn't have the discernment by which to know if that light was operating on it in all its parts. Because you can always check what happens after you have actual experience. Of course, there's a desire to receive in order to bestow in all the kelim. But they don't actually know if that desire exists in potential or not. Desire to receive in order to bestow. So because the Parsa hides these kelim of Zadabina, it seemingly can't be tested. You can't know for sure. There is a sensation that it is possible because there's a desire in Malchut, in Bina, in the common Potsuf, in the Zivug, in the Rosh Tisagis, for receiving in order to bestow. And this is why these Kelim, below the Parsa, did not know in advance that they were unable to receive in order to bestow. Their intention was only to bestow. De facto, it did not work out. And this is why they lost the Masach. Meaning the breaking of the vessels means that the Masach, the intention, becomes from in order to bestow to in order to receive, is turned, is inverted. So, we have
kelim miyuchadim,
special kelim,
she'em keter,
which are keter, Abba ve'ima,
gar,
the upper first three,
rosh, shegarmu,
which
le
caused the kelim called Zat, the lower seven, the bottom seven,
Shvira,
they caused them to break,
Ibud HaMasach,
to lose the Masach.
Ve'achshav, anivra be'etzem,
now, the creature, or Zat is the creature, Gaal, the upper three is the attribute of the creator. So now the creature breaks, it loses the Masach. And what does it mean to lose the Masach? The creature wants to receive for itself. That never existed before, because in the four phases of direct light, it received only in Bchina Aleph, and that was done by the Creator.
In,
when it wanted to receive in Bchina Dalet, when it finally received, it immediately felt shame and was restricted. It didn't think prior to receiving in Bchina Dalet that it does want to receive and enjoy and that it will distance it from the Creator. But here we already have information about the creature that the creature will be separated from the Creator, opposite from here, from Him. That there is a complete oppositeness. I'm writing the sign delta. It's a sign for a difference, distance between parts. So the creature doesn't mind that there's an oppositeness, an antipodal difference between the Creator and the creature. Now it wants to receive for itself, and that alone is all that's in it. In all its kelim. But at the same time, we have a very, very, well, a beautiful result from that. Where in all these kelim, Bina and Malchut have now joined together so that they have now become inseparable. Because the Masach disappears, the intention to bestow vanished. What happens is that both Bina and Malchut, everything in there, all of it has the same intention, same direction, to enjoy. And that's what mixes the kelim, brings them together, unites them, attaches them to one another. And that's a very good result, because we always thought, how are we going to connect Malchut to Bina? How would Malchut acquire the powers, the forces to bestow from Bina, the nature of Bina? What happens here is that Bina came down to Malchut, while losing the Masach, they also joined together, so now they are joined. It's a bad joining, a combination. It's in order to receive. It's a combination in which even the intentions are in order to receive. Meaning, the attitude to the Creator is also an attitude of exploitation. I don't want to receive the pleasures that come from the Creator. I want to enjoy the fact that the Creator serves me. That's the actual reception for self. Malchut, that Malchut itself that enjoyed receiving the gift that it received in Bchina Aleph, and the fact that it felt that the Creator was given the present in Bchina Bet, and how it felt what action it was doing on it by performing the same act in Bchina Gimel, when it wanted to enjoy all that in Bchina Dalet, it was only the manifestation of the act itself for the first time. That's why there's no prohibition there. Because prohibition means that you understand the reasons and you break them again. So here, the intention itself, specifically that, breaks, and it becomes in order to receive. So now the creature wants the Creator to be its servant, to give it, tend to it, please it. To summarize, let's see what we've been through thus far in our expansion. From the thought of creation, We went through the Dalet Prinat Dor Yashar, the four phases of direct light. Prinat Shorish, root.
Aleph,
1. Bet, 2. Gimel, 3. Dalet, 4. I normally draw them in detail because they are the pattern, the mold that for everything that will happen afterwards. Prinat Dalet, we call it Malchut En Sof, Malchut the Infinite, and afterwards it performs the Tzimtzum. Aleph, the first restriction, the Olam Tzimtzum, the world of restriction. Afterwards, it works with the Masach, with the screen, producing Olam Adam Kadmon, the world Adam Kadmon. Adam Kadmon is the primordial man. The creation of the Masach and the five pots of fame of Ak, Adam Kadmon, by which Malchut the Ein Sof of Ein Sof fills itself, but only in the upper part, up to the Tabu. After that, Malchut Ein Sof, that same Malchut Ein Sof, heaven filled itself up to the Tabu, that's called Olam Adam Kadmon. Now it breaks below Tabu, breaches below Tabu, and below Tabu it's sanctifies, purifies a part of Malchut that is below Tabu with the attributes of Bina. He's writing Bina. And in the other part, this is called the Parsa. He's writing Parsa. In the remaining section, it breaks it, or performs the breaking. So what do we see from here? Through the five potsufim of Ak, we have a feeling here. Through Bina that came below Tabor, we also have the feeling of Tabor below the Pasa, up to the Pasa, sorry. Between Tabu and Pasa. We only need to fulfill the part of the broken vessels. But because they are broken, we have a connection between Malchut and Bina. So if we now induce, through some actions, if we now make Bina correct itself, and then correct Malchut with its attributes, with the intention to bestow, then we will be able to reach a state of fulfillment of the remaining part of Malchut. This will bring us to the end of correction, Malchut, where the entire Malchut Ein Sof will be in order to bestow, will work in order to bestow. Therefore,
all the other ideas,
that the Kabbalists teach us from the breaking of the vessels onward is called Olam HaTikun, the world of correction. From here on, in this part, when we correct this part, we have to correct it and we have to fill it. And then we come to realize the thought of creation.